Industry officials say car makers are preparing to roll out connectivity packages allowing owners to interact with service providers and, for example, make purchases by credit card from the car while on the road. All of which could make that information a hacking target for spam-based marketers or thieves looking to hijack people's credit cards or blackmail them using personal information about their whereabouts or state of health. Privacy advocates say more safeguards are needed to make it harder for other people to get personal information about drivers, whether the disclosures are authorized or not. Cars are, for many Americans, their second home. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that probably most of us have danced in our car, cried in our car, and we've yelled in the privacy of our car, says Joe Jerome, a lawyer with the Center for Democracy and Technology, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit advocacy group. A lot of this technology sort of changes that dynamic. But the really serious threats, security experts say, lie in a few years ahead, as internet-connected networks spread across car makes and models. For instance, hackers might lock the doors of an entire model line, extorting the automaker to allow it to regain access. It is a matter of time before large-scale attacks occur on automobiles. Ms. Roslav Pajic, Duke University Assistant Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, said at a June conference on connected cars, co-sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Federal Trade Commission. Elon Musk, the chief executive of the electric car company Tesla, Inc., highlighted the danger in a July speech to a gathering of state governors in Rhode Island, predicting almost all new cars will have fully autonomous driving capabilities within a decade. Mr. Musk said that could prompt a fleet-wide hack. In the wake of the recent incidents involving security flaws and the threat of more, the government is starting to weigh in. Last year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued a statement warning the public about the risk of car hacks. A proposed bill that passed the House of Representatives this month and is now headed to the Senate would require automakers to appoint cybersecurity officers and implement plans for detecting and responding to cyber attacks, unauthorized intrusions, and false and spurious messages on vehicle-controlled commands. Hoping to stave off regulatory action, 14 automakers created a forum 2 years ago known as the Automotive Information and Sharing and Analysis Center, or AutoISAC, to act as a clearinghouse for industry best practices. The group says it will hold a summit in December. Meanwhile, two leading automaker trade groups have spelled out privacy principles regarding personal data to give owners more options, such as providing an ability to opt out of services that share data on location and other metrics, and adding protections for owners who opt in. Car makers are also working to fortify their connected systems. They're patching flaws in software as they become aware of them and beefing up security so that spoofed or faked messages can be identified and stopped, or stymied if they get past defenses. For instance, car engines might not obey a command to start and accelerate unless airbag sensors in the car confirm someone is in the driver's seat. General Motors Company, the largest U.S. automaker, set up a dedicated cybersecurity group 3 years ago that currently numbers 80 people. In July, GM hired two cybersecurity experts who directed the GPAC in 2014. We have re-engineered our vehicle development process to include cybersecurity considerations from the earliest stages of vehicle design, GM's Chief Cybersecurity Officer Jeff Massimilia told a conference on connected cars in June. Last year, Fiat Chrysler set up a bug bounty program to pay hackers for information on flaws that could allow unauthorized access. The company won't say if that has identified any vulnerabilities. Ford Motor Company and other global automakers also have active programs to counter vehicle hacking. What level of threat? For now, analysts inside and outside the auto industry agree the systematic risk to cars is limited. Most attacks have been contained to a specific vehicle and usually require close physical proximity and an intimate knowledge of which connectivity technology is being used. All of the known penetrations of vehicles were orchestrated by cybersecurity experts for demonstration purposes. These white hat hackers are more interested in exposing automakers' vulnerability and hubris than causing any harm to drivers. And even black hat hackers may be more of a nuisance than a danger, doing things like disabling a rear camera or erasing a digital music library. Security officials say criminal hackers are more likely to remain focused on targets, such as financial institutions, that can be penetrated remotely at a greater scale and for some sort of financial payoff. And some auto industry representatives say the threat of systematic hacks is overblown, noting that so far there has never been a successful commercial hack by criminal groups. Yes, it provides some potential vulnerabilities, Dave Schweitert, executive vice president of the Alliance of Automotive Manufacturers, in an industry lobby, said at the June conference in Washington, but the benefits, we believe, far outweigh the downside risks. Consumers are willing to accept that trade-off when it comes to smartphones and other connected devices, and cars are the next logical frontier for the internet to conquer. But as those connections to the outside world proliferate, so does the potential for exposure to bad actors, says Craig Smith, research director of transportation security at Rapid7 Incorporated, a Boston-based security data and analytics firm, and author of a guide for penetration testers, The Car Hacker's Handbook. There's always a bug you're not aware of, so you're not going to be able to avoid penetration at every point of contact, says Mr. Smith.